Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night, and it's time for the Rad Reality Show, and tonight we talk Amazing Race, and it's going to be awesome, and thank you for everyone in the chat room. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rad Reality Show. Tonight is Sunday, March 25th, 2012. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'm going to be your co-host tonight, along with my friend and clip master, Mr. Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
The clip master is well.
The clip master is well. Okay. Well, we also have with us our host of the show, the man who never stops giving back and is always living that American dream, Mr. Louis Stravato. How are you doing, Louis?
How you doing? Great, Jerry. How you doing, Paul?
Good, Lou.
Good, good. I'm doing well, and tonight was a good episode, and thankfully I had the help of Cherry to help me finish off the ending because my damn DVR didn't record Good Wife or what comes on after it.
Oh, yes. I know. It's so aggravating. I just hate that they have it on Sundays when all the sports things can interrupt and make it go, you know, off kilter on the time. And
well,
so many people's DVRs don't understand that we need to see our Amazing Race.
And speaking of sports, the next show will be in 2 weeks because next week is the championship, I think.
Yeah, no, next week it's not on, I don't think, right?
Correct.
So, all right. Well, it's all right. We got a little break. Speaking of sports, what do you guys think of Tebow going over to the New York Jets? Any comments on that?
I'm not a Jets fan. At one point, the rumor was that he could be going to the Patriots, and that got Michelle Castle all up in a, you know, interested in it, but I don't know. He made a name for himself last year, but I don't. His stats weren't very good at all. So I have to wait to see what he does. I don't really care one way or the other, to be honest.
Me neither. I didn't give a shit. Hey, I see some new names up on this chat board. Like new to me at least. Like there's KRCF and
right.
Phil,
I think that's a new listener. Welcome KRCF to the Rad Reality Show.
And what about Phil 53? What's up with him?
Phil's been a listener for a long time. He's been around since back when Ron was here with us. He's had some health issues. He just had a major surgery, so I'm glad he's back with us. He's recuperating, but he's back with us and doing well. So I'm glad he's back with us.
Well, you know what? I want to give some shout-outs because there are peeps that are always up here on the board. Boom Boom, Chi-Town Joe, Cowboy's up there, and he's going to be talking to us shortly. Face Ones, he's always giving me a shout-out on Twitter. What's up, brother? And I guess we got some guests, and then you know the other two I mentioned. So thank you for joining us. So, quite an episode tonight. Interesting episode.
Absolutely.
It was kind of fun.
We have two of your callers calling in already. Would you like me to go ahead and bring them up on the air?
Yeah, put them both on. Let's talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
One, I actually have an intro that he has been on the show many times. He actually has had his own show on the Rad Reality Show, so we have an intro for him. So I'm going to play his intro before we bring him up, and this is his song.
A cutie's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope.
Cowboy, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I have missed hearing that song.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I love this show, and I think we are embracing this next season will be four seasons that I have done this, and it's always a pleasure.
I've missed you so much.
Hi, Cowboy. Hello, Paul. How are you? And Louie, and Boom Boom.
I'm going to go ahead and bring our other caller up as well. Keith Henderson, thank you so much for calling into the Rad Reality Show. How are you tonight?
Hey, Regulator. Hey, how's everybody doing?
Keith, if I was your regulator with you, man, we would have ruled and rocked that show, bro. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, first one evicted, and I mean, lots of stuff going on. So I'm looking forward to Big Brother 14 and seeing what the twists are going to be. But I'm tuning heavy into this Amazing Race. So Big Brother alumni on there. So, you know, I got to give shout outs to Brendan and Rachel, and they're doing their thing.
Well,
yeah,
that's
why
I have
you, Cowboy,
on tonight. I wanted to get a Big Brother edge on the Amazing Race tonight.
Yeah,
so.
I got to meet Cowboy when we went to Vegas, so he's a really good guy and lots of fun. So let's talk about
it. Vice versa. And let me say hi. This is Paul, Keith. Welcome back. Good to hear you
again, Paul.
Bud.
Thank you.
You know, I tell you what, this season of Amazing Race, I am constantly defending Brendan and Rachel. You know, they're really good friends of mine, and I love them dearly. You know, Rachel crying on the show is getting on everyone's nerves, but you know what? She does that, but she's so intelligent. She's such a gamer. When she's on, she's on, and when she's off, she's off.
And I have to agree totally with you, Cowboy. Rachel is going to be Rachel. Brendan's going to be Brendan.
Yeah.
They are both ridiculously smart, ridiculously athletic, and they work well together. Although they haven't placed first in any of the legs yet, you just don't count them out. And I'll just say this on the flip side, it's not always about who plays first. If you remember when Louis was on there, I think Louis, you guys broke a record and placed first in like four back to back to back to back, and you guys didn't win. So I mean, it's not necessarily all about placing first and
right.
It's about teamwork and working together. So don't count Brendan and Rachel out.
No, I'll tell you, the last, like everybody says, the last leg is the leg to worry about, because that's the leg, it doesn't matter. You don't have to win any of the legs. As long as you win the last leg, you won everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell you what, coming in first tonight, you know, getting what they won, I tell you what, that would have been nice as well.
Yeah.
We all know that you can't count Brendan and Rachel out ever.
Nope.
You know, I mean, everyone counted Rachel out, Big Brother, this last season, and look, she won. So, I mean, everyone talked crap, but, you know, this is the thing. She does cry. But you know what? She's intelligent. She knows how to play these games. She sits back when she needs to sit back, but when she needs to speak her mind, she speaks her mind as well.
Yeah, and it's
looks like she's going to be doing some
good
of that next week again.
They're playing good.
I can't
good wait.
And I tell you what, the chick that she's been thought, you know, arguing with, I'm ready for that team to just leave. I tell you what,
yeah.
I just, you know, I play with morals a lot. I mean, everyone knows that. And to make fun of Rachel the way she does, calling her fat and making her look like a disco ball and all this stuff, you know, it's just a game. You know, why do you have to talk smack? You know,
right.
You know, if you want to talk smack, kick their ass at something and say, ha ha, we just kicked your ass. That's a little bit
right, better
than making
right, fun
of her appearance, because her appearance, regardless, has made her $1 million or $500,000, excuse me.
Absolutely. And it's just, like I said, I'm so sick of people like, you know, talk. They're crybabies. I don't want to see them. That is,
mm-hmm. That's
okay. And like I always tell people, Rachel is Rachel. That's just, she's just a sensitive person, and that's just how he is. But that's just how they are. But you can't take the fact that they're both very smart, athletic, and they work well together. And that's what you need to do in order to be successful in this game. So, kudos to Brendan and Rachel. And I'm continuing to root for them. And if there's game feelings and there's personal feelings when you play these reality games, and when you're in the house and you're competing, and hell, I personally love Brendan and Rachel, both great people. Hell, I hate, but at the same time, I hated them because they won the first and evicted me from the house. They put me up for a nomination, but that doesn't take any away from my personal feelings. They're both great people and
they're
great competitors.
They're still your brother, sister.
That's right. So I never hate on them, and I hope they're listening, and we're rooting for you guys. So do well.
Louis?
Yeah?
We have another caller that, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to bring up on the air.
Absolutely not, of course.
Okay. Dave and Mary?
Hello.
Oh,
thank you
hello.
So much for
hello,
calling in
guys, tonight.
Hey, Dave and Mary. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing good. How are you all?
We're
good.
Great.
Good.
How's
right?
baby Savannah?
She is doing great. She
yay!
She's a young child. They were having her gallbladder taken out at 2 years old. They had to take it out, and hopefully, as far as we know, she's got another appointment in Cincinnati this Friday. And from there, if she's okay, she's cleared.
Oh,
good. Well, y'all been in my prayers.
Diagnosis after diagnosis, cancer, aneurysm, tumor, anything. It was just hard to be. And all
of
everybody praying has saved her life.
Absolutely.
We certainly had a lot of prayers going on for her.
Dave and Mary, just hold on a second. Just so you guys know, Louie certainly is on. You heard Cowboy. We also have Keith Anderson from BB13 on the line. So I just wanted to let you know who all was up.
Yeah, I heard a Big Brother on there.
Mary, we've talked hours on the phone, and you know, I tell you, we've never met, but y'all are like family to me. And you know, having kids myself, I could only imagine what y'all have gone through. And you know, I may not call or text or anything like that, because I do understand sometimes it's, you know, best to be left alone sometimes going through times. But you know that you've got my number. You can call me anytime, any day or night, and I would be there for your family.
And really, ain't that funny, because we have never met, but you are like brother, you know? Crazy
exactly.
as it can be.
I ask for prayers on this show at the end of every show, and then I put it on my Facebook, and people were sharing that on their Facebooks, and that little girl had a lot of prayers said for her, and I'm just so thrilled to hear that she's home and she's going to be okay. I mean, there was so many people that were so concerned about her and about, you know, the two of you, because we knew that you were, you know, not doing well if she wasn't doing well.
Yeah, and put your life into perspective. You know, that's what I told him, I think, in the very first week or two. I was like, David, it just changes our whole world. Reality TV has always been our life as a couple. Not even Myron was on The Amazing Race. You know, he loves Survivor. I love Big Brother. It's just TV, you know, just realizing there's real people on TV every day.
Yeah.
And then you get in the hospital and little girl possibly dying and all she wants to do is watch cartoons. You have to, you know, it's fun crazy.
You know, people got to realize
that. How's doing? Hey, just a question, just for the listeners that don't know what's going on, can you just briefly explain, you know, what happened with your daughter?
We just woke up on Saturday morning and
about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, and she was a little bit yellow. We didn't really notice it because, you know, we ain't got a lot of lighting in the house. But I ain't complaining. It was free. And her mommy had come up to visit. And, you know, it's kind of out of the blue. And she's like, well, he owns two trailers next, you know, in the lot beside of us that he rents. And she walked him over there, and he's like, Shirley, you need to tell them this baby's yellow. And we come back in there and went outside to where, you know, had better lighting, and she was yellow, so we took her to the emergency room.
No, we took her to a doctor's
house. Well, yeah, we went to the doctor's house first, but and then to the emergency room, and...
It was 3 hours of waiting, and then they call our doctor to come up and tell us she's got hepatitis. And they call CDC, and they fly in all these shots for all the kids and all of us, and send us straight to Charleston. We get to Charleston, and...
They're like, well, she can't have hepatitis. It takes at least, you know, on a good hospital, 48 hours to test it. And
right.
They done testing on her and this and that, and they come back and they told us that she had a blockage in her...
liver?
Well, it was in her main bowel.
No, that was her liver.
That was stopping her liver.
Wow.
And they said, go home for 2 weeks, and if she's not doing any better, you know... They told us
it could be a bowel stone, tumor, or an aneurysm. So what their surgeon in Charleston, West Virginia, had recommended was they send her home for 2 weeks and see if it gets any better or any worse. If it gets any worse, bring her back, which it's an hour and a half away. If it gets any worse, bring her back. But we're just going to send her home. I called her pediatrician right then and there. Within 10 minutes' time, he had her sent to Cincinnati. They were waiting on us. We get in the ambulance to go to Cincinnati, and then the ambulance driver tells me, they've called the dispatch office and said this baby needs a liver transplant. I said, what? Because nobody had told us that. I just knew it could have been this, it could have been that. Nobody knew what it was. Well, we get there, and I mean, I just wish the whole world could see Cincinnati Children's Hospital. It's an amazing place. It's an amazing place to take your child on a good day, let alone a day where you think they're dying.
Yeah, it's
just amazing.
Kids from all around the world, not just the United States. These kids from China and everywhere get sent here.
Wow.
It's like the best we got to offer, which luckily, you know, it's just 5 hours away. But when we got down there to Cincinnati, they done more testing, done more blood work and this and that. They come back and told us.
That night was her liver. Her liver is blocked, and it, you know, your liver's a real big thing. You have to have it. But then the next morning they did blood work, and by then it had already gone into pancreatitis also. That night she was having pains like, and this is what I could only tell everybody, it's like watching a 2-year-old baby give birth. Because I have had four kids naturally. I know what the pain is like. And
she's
just fighting the bed and would scream in pain and push.
Pass out.
And she did it four times. And then finally they gave her morphine or something.
Yeah,
they knocked her out for the night. The very next morning they did a surgery. They had to cut her bile duct, main bile duct, and take the stones and put them down in her lower lower intestine.
Four stones, and then she had a bunch of, you know, poisons, toxins,
where everything had backed up inside of her just in those days.
Wow.
All that out, and then the stones was like, there was one teeny tiny stone, two stones about the size of a pencil eraser, and one that was like the size of an almond, huge, and that's the one that they couldn't, that had blocked it. And still to this day, they're like,
because
they've tested her blood, that's what it had to be. They said, 2 years old, your food can't cause a gallstone. And they test her blood thinking there's a blood disorder, this could be a lifelong thing. And as far as we know, they've gotten all blood work in except for one, and that should be in this week. And every bit of blood work they've had has showed everything's okay now.
Well, first of all, just to show how much prayer that she had for her, the night before she got out of hospital, the doctors, you know, they come in and rounds. There ain't just one doctor. There's like 20 doctors coming in checking your kid out. And, you know, they're out here doing their things, and they're telling us if, you know, as long as she uses the bathroom and eats and drinks a little bit tonight, we'll let her go home tomorrow. You know, she's still going to have pancreatitis, and, you know, her gallbladder still needs took out and this and that. And next morning they come in, you know, after they've done more blood work and this and that, after them telling us that pancreatitis, you know, it takes
a week. They had literally told us we can't heal pancreatitis, it's got to heal itself.
And then the next day they come around and do the rounds, and they got all their, you know, where they've done blood work, they got all their, you know,
testing.
They got everything done, and basically they tell us, I'm like, well, honey, where I live at, everything we eat's fried. I said, we fry everything. I'm like, you need to tell us what kind of diet, you know, we can start eating. I said, all of us will start eating better, you know. And they're like, honey, you can feed that kid anything you want. All of her resorts are back. The kid is healthy. She needs her gallbladder out, but she ain't got no pancreatitis. Her liver's fine. They're both, you know, a little swollen, but all the levels are down. Everything's fine.
Praise the Lord.
Just, you know, overnight.
So now our prayer.
Now she's had her gallbladder taken out. We go back this Friday, and as far as we know, if they see the healthy girl that we see, she's going to be just fine.
That's incredible.
I'm so happy for both of them. She'll be happy.
Speaking of Big Brother and speaking of babies, I don't know how far back are you Big Brother fans? I've forgotten.
It's season one.
We watched it.
Who's having a baby?
Did you hear the blessed news of Big Brother 4 winner June?
No.
She had a little baby boy, Noah, 6 weeks premature, over in Belgium. She lives there now.
Wow.
So
congratulations to her.
From what we understand, he's doing fine.
Okay. In Belgium?
Yep, Belgium.
Wow.
Okay, I'm talking.
She's been tweeting. He's already got his own Twitter account, and apparently everybody's doing fine. Yes.
His own Twitter account.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Mikey's so mad at me because I won't let him get a Facebook account until they're 14.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, Cowboy, little baby Noah even has a Twitter account. What's wrong with you?
Well, you know what? We're probably getting there. We're getting there. I mean, people's been talking to me, and, you know, I'm moving up in technology. I moved from my dinosaur phone to a iPhone, so we're getting there. One step at a time.
I texted him tonight and asked him what his Twitter was, and he says, I don't have one. I was like, oh, okay.
But you know what, David, you know what's weird? My 13-year-old daughter had to help me set up my iPhone. That's how sad that is. If I have any questions whatsoever, I hand it to her frustrated, and I said, I need this. And she'll get me on there. I tell you what, she's a smart girl.
And Keith, Big Brother,
yes, sir.
Keith, are you still avoiding those social networks, or are you thinking about it too?
Yeah, you know, I still haven't, unlike, you know, I haven't won $1 million, $500,000, so I'm still working in corporate America, and I can't be linked to any of these social media, you know, social networks as of yet. I got some things in the works. I'm going to be in L.A. from April 6th to about the 16th, and I'm going to be going on some auditions, and hopefully I land something to where I can walk away, come home and say, hey, I'm turning, here's my keys, I'm done, I'm going to Hollywood, and I'm going to be starring on this show.
There you go.
This Danny show. So that's what I'm doing.
You're also going to Temecula Reality Rally, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm excited about that. That's going to be my first experience. I'm thinking, from what I'm reading, what I'm hearing, it's almost like an Amazing Race style type race or something. And you know, I didn't get to show how physical of a competitor I was on Big Brother, being ousted so fast. So I'm just looking forward to competing. I've been working out, and you know, my body's looking great as ever. I'm rocking a 24 pack, so I'm ready to get it on with the Survivor, the guys from Survivor, and Amazing Race, and just have some fun.
There you go. That Reality Rally out there is amazing. She gets the entire town involved.
Nice.
And it is one amazing event, so I'm sure you're going to have a blast.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
And a lot of other reality stars. I forget, Keith, if you got into Survivor, but obviously Jillian, who's running that.
Yeah, event. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I like Survivor, too. I do. I watch it. That's why I'm looking to compete against those guys as well.
You
know what, Keith? I was going to go. I had all the intentions of going. My dad had passed a couple of months ago, and it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that, and it set me back a little bit. So, I got to count my blessings and
that's right.
Move on. But I'll be at the next charity event, and hopefully I'll see you there. You know, you
definitely. Go. Yeah, I'm excited for you. I want to see you again, man. I got a lot of catching up to do.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Dave and Mary, did Dave and Mary head out to DC?
I don't work out, but my body looks good anyways.
Cowboy, I've seen your body.
That's what I've always said. I've even moved up in the world from a six-pack to a keg.
That's a country boy right there.
Oh, that is funny.
Whatever.
I'm going to be 50 this year, so I got to compete with these young bucks. You know, if I want to stay young and spry, I keep busy, you know, and doing different things. I was just involved in a boxing event locally, and I was the referee.
Nice.
That was pretty cool. You know, I got a possible role in a show that's going to be being filmed here in Newport, Rhode Island.
Nice.
Pretty psyched about that. Can't really talk about it yet. Got to wait till about April 15th, then we'll get into it. And
nice.
It's a joy, and it's a blessing that we were on these reality shows.
Yeah, it opens doors.
It opens doors. It definitely does. We've met a lot of people. When you go to these charity events, you meet people, and if you're not shy like myself or Keith or Cowboy, you open doors. You meet people, and you talk, and you know, and you. I mean. And that's how I found Ron, God rest his soul. And he fell in love with me, and I fell in love with him. He's a good guy. You know, and we got to go sometime one day or another. But, you know, too soon for Ron. But,
You know what, guys? Like, what's exciting is how, you know, we're getting ready to get geared up for Big Brother 14. And I know all Big Brother alumni and probably Louie, too, we all sit next to our phones waiting for that call to say, hey, this is the twist. We want to bring you back. So I'm sitting at my phone. I got my fingers
I'm
crossed. Like, man,
when
the hell are they going to do a twist? You know, where they're gonna bring back the first evictees, or you know, it's always so many different rumors. Like when you leave the game, and so I'm sitting at my, you know, I talk to Matt. Matt and I talk at least once a week, and we always go back and forth, and like, man, this may happen, or that may happen, or this may happen. And I talk to Dick sometimes too, and he's just like, you know, he has his little theories and things like that. So And then even like Lou and I talking, he says, man, they should do a crossover, you know, bring someone from Amazing Race or Survivor to Big Brother. You know,
exactly.
Like
that's what I've always said. They need to just go ahead, since Survivor thinks they're the best, put it on the island, save Big Brother, seven racers and seven survivors. And when it's all said and done, I guarantee you survivors is the first tribe gone.
Yeah.
I would bet on it.
They need to do something like that. So I know around this time, everybody, we're all sitting next to our phones waiting for that call saying, hey,
you've got the L.A. area code memorized.
Yeah. Yep, you do. Yep. Totally.
If you see A18, then you better tell what you're doing.
it is so funny. Like, you talk to some people and they're like, oh, well, I'll never go back to the show, I'll never do it again. But as soon as they get that phone call, they're going to drop everything and they're going to go back in that house.
They're
going to go compete in Amazing Race or Survivor and do it again. So I'm waiting. If Allison, if you guys are looking, if you guys are listening, you know, bring me back. I want to play again. Let's do the first evictees. You know, bring me back for the first six seasons. Let's have America vote us back in the house and bring myself and Annie and just we come back and kick butt. So, you know, I want to do it.
I think with my personality, my charisma, and my detective skills, I think I would crush on Big Brother. I think I would just rule the house. I mean, you know.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be intimidated.
Well, I mean,
with your detective skills, they would vote you out first just because they'd be afraid of you.
Well, you know, no, but I'm a very friendly person. People love me, you know.
Yeah, but you're a detective.
Yeah, and you are smart. Like that was our mistake. The newbies, we should have tried to win the first. We should have tried to win the first the competition, and then that would have changed. That would have changed the whole pace of the game. But we all bond together and said, "Listen, we don't want to be first to win, and then, you know, let the vets win." And then that shook everything up. If a newbie should have been the first one to win the first competition, and then the game would have been totally different.
It would have.
Mm-hmm. But hindsight is 2020, and you just learned from it. It's a lesson. So I'm just sitting there waiting next to my phone, you know, hoping they're going to call me this season. So,
you know, I'll tell you, if I can give you one advice about that, because talking from somebody that has gone back two other times, don't let it control you, because you know the time frame where they could call you. Like, we're in it right now.
It really can drive you mad.
They're all in it. All three shows are doing it. So right now is the time when they would call for all three shows.
Yeah.
Survivor's on the island shooting another show right now, and then they're getting ready to do a big twist after that, and the race has got a twist coming up. And it's about time for Big Brother doing their twist.
Right.
We got,
there's no telling.
Yeah, I mean, Survivor and Race are both getting ready to do more twists, so... you know, it's about time to do another Big Brother.
David, man, what do you guys think of this season so far of The Amazing Race?
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I love it.
One of the better ones.
They did a great job casting. It was a lot.
It is a good one.
I love Bobber and Mark from Kentucky.
Absolutely.
I just think it's a shame they put people from Kentucky on there, and they got a subtitle everywhere, like they can't speak English.
That's one thing. They put a lot of different teams on from Kentucky, but you can tell which ones are from, like, you know, the eastern side or, you know, the country ones. You can tell our accents. You get, like, Jen and Keisha, they got the city accents, and, you know, you can tell the accent, and they're like us. I mean, we ain't never met them, but I'm sure when we do, they're like us, you know.
Yeah, they're country people. I like them.
Well, and
I love Rachel and Brendan.
I
love Big Brother.
I don't. Right. I love Brendan. I wish Rachel. I can't say.
I like them both.
I can't say on radio.
Amazing.
My husband loves
the federal agents.
I like the one that keeps sticking up. Oh, what's her name? It keeps sticking up to Rachel. Yeah, I'm telling Rachel.
My husband told me to talk about
congratulations on your basketball teams, too.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, we knew that.
Final
Four. Yeah, definitely.
He told me that if you guys called in, I had to tell you that.
In the same bracket.
Yeah,
they
know. He said, but
sadly,
one of them will be gone next week.
Ohio the same way. Ojai had almost
David,
all their
things. Reality, buddy.
Well,
it's
I'm
not
just,
basketball. Okay, stop.
Well, they need to do it right.
Okay, shush.
That's cheating.
David.
It was my fault.
Yeah, it's okay because you don't want to get him started
no,
on the bracket.
If it had been California, they'd had them all scattered out where they all could have won.
Okay. Everybody's biased against Kentucky.
Yep, Kentucky. Oh, Kentucky
yeah,
didn't win at all.
Me,
but that's, but we ain't going to talk about
OU
it.
OU should have been in there.
not this
OU
year. I've seen them.
Basketball, but they're great in football, so.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, okay,
well,
we talked about our racers, our favorite. Now, who's going to win it?
Oh.
Who's going to win it? That's a great question.
Okay, Louie, who do you think's going
to
win?
I was actually thinking Joey and Danny were going to be sleepers. And they kind of screwed
<They're gone>.
up. No, not because I'm from the East Coast. It's just that they were consistent. They were second, third, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Louie, you can't. Didn't we talk about that earlier? You won. You guys had a record. You won back to. Was it three or four? You guys won back to back to back.
We had three at the time. I don't know if it
yeah,
was a record.
Yeah, is it just because? I mean, yeah, you did. You four, five, and six. The fourth, fifth, and sixth leg. You guys won all back to back to back. First.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't talk about
consistency and things like
you're
that.
Right,
yeah,
but
it don't matter.
Now, I and JJ, if there wasn't a fast forward tonight in tonight's episode, they probably would have been in first again. The way it looked, you know, the way it appeared.
Always throwing something at you to stop that, to equalize that.
Oh yeah,
I'm glad they did.
Now,
me too.
Down, you know.
I liked them at the beginning, but I think they're way too cocky.
Well, I like Mark and Bopper, but I think Mary and Jamie. The two federal agents are acting like they're teachers. I think they're smart enough to win it.
No, the Army guy and his wife will win it.
Probably.
I like the Army guy. Yeah,
I like them all. I really do.
If Rachel and Brendan don't come through.
I like Rachel and Brendan.
Rachel ain't had a major breakdown yet, okay?
Yes, she did. Two
no,
weeks ago.
No,
yes, she
that
did.
Wasn't a major, major.
That
wasn't
major.
She lays down on the ground
Rachel.
And cries and
I don't even take that.
You wait. She ain't had her breakdown yet.
Yeah.
I think tonight was the first show that she hasn't cried.
I know. Tonight was a good night for her.
Yeah.
On Big Brother, she cried every night.
Yeah, but maybe she's kind of getting used to it, though.
That's
you know how stressy is the first couple weeks.
Wait till they put her in manure or something.
Yeah, I think she's going to be madder. Tomatoes,
she ain't had her breakdown yet.
She did a couple weeks ago. Y'all remember that?
She did, but that wasn't
she had
that
a major
bad one,
Dave.
No,
yeah,
she's a lot better than that.
Yeah, and that's just Rachel. So I that goes in one ear and out the other. It's just like, yep, she's going to do it now, but when it's time to do this game time and she gets focused and, you know, she's going to play and they're going to win and they're going to dominate and they're going to do what they have to do. So I don't even get lost in all of that drama because that's just her. She's just an emotional person.
Yeah.
I bet you Bertram is laughing his butt off at her, though.
I'll tell you what, not in this order, but I like my top three, Art and JJ. Though they're cocky, I agree. I mean, there's no question about that, but they're doing well. Rachel and Dave, and Brendan and Rachel. Those are my top three right now.
Yeah, I agree. In no order either.
I
say the same thing.
Yeah. Right. I like Bopper. And
Mark.
I love the way they look at things. They have the best outlook, no matter if they're in last place and think they're going to get eliminated.
Or
they're just as happy and just loving life.
Or getting car sick and throwing up.
Well, that is so funny.
That poor guy throws up more than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
I don't blame him.
It's so funny. I mean, you hate to laugh at somebody that's throwing up, but that guy, after so long, you just can't help but laugh.
One thing in his
David,
opinion.
How in the world is he driving in Kentucky?
He's always driving. Like you said, when he gets in a back seat, he gets car sick. But
yeah,
now, I'm telling you, a lot of times you get in these other countries, and if you don't know no better, you ain't never been there. You know, they smell.
Some taxi,
Their smells and stuff, and you're always like, you're always sick to your stomach.
And how cute was it when they read where they were going, and I'm not going to even try to pronounce it. I've been his dad. He says, oh, we're going to Africa.
That was so funny.
I would have said the same thing when they said something about
as
fire. I was, well, we're going to Africa.
You know what cracked me up was when Brendan and Rachel were well, Rachel was actually having one of her meltdowns, and the two of them were fighting. It was a few weeks ago. And mm-hmm. Rachel, and they were just going back and forth at each other, and Rachel was crying, and she was kind of yelling at him, and he was yelling at her, and they were getting ready to get in a taxi, or they were just got in a taxi, and she looks over at Brendan, and she goes, "You've got a booger on your nose."
No,
and that sort of ended the fight. That's how, you know, it sort of smoothed things over, and they stopped fighting after that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's how you end the fight. I don't get it.
Well, guys, I need to wrap up. Got to get up early tomorrow morning and crawl underneath my house and do some work before I have to go to work. But
You've got a big day tomorrow, too, don't you, Cowboy?
I do. With my talk show, everything is still going good. I actually dropped the proposal and the PowerPoint off at corporate tomorrow. I'm really excited. I already pitched the idea, but loved it. But they were like, it's all in your head, isn't it? I said, it is. So I actually went in and pitched it and just to see what they would think and bounce some things off, and did. It went really great. And so with some hard work on my proposal, because obviously, you know, it's hard getting things out of your head and put it on paper where it makes sense to the corporate world. So it was really hard. It actually touched two of my friends' hands just because I wanted to make sure that everything looked great. And, you know, great presentation, I have to say. And Lord willing, keep me in the prayers, because so far everything's looking good where we can work on location agreements and sponsorships and get my talk show up and going.
You rock, nice. Mike. You really rock, bro. I wish you all the luck in the world, and you are definitely in our prayers, brother.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, and yeah, so are all y'all. And, you know, without you guys, I tell you real quick, I don't do this very often. 7 years later, after doing my show, I Google my name and just to see what would come up. And, you know, because I kind of did that a little after my show, and it really wasn't good. But I actually did it 7 years later. And I tell you what, some of the comments that the fans have wrote about me just made me cry. It was just some uplifting. It was just, really, I wrote on my Facebook how much it meant to me. People was copying and posting from my Facebook and commenting on it on other Big Brother sites. And it meant so much to me that the comments that people were saying about me, and it felt really good to be loved 7 years down the road. And, you know, people view me way different than when I was a kid, and I played the game when I was a kid. I was 23 years old, and so it just means so much, and that's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I flew out a few weeks ago somewhere, and I tell you, so many people at the airport was talking to me. I sat down at a bar, and the guy next to me, he was messing with his phone, and he looked at me. He goes, "You're Cowboy, aren't you?" I said, "Just curious, did you just Google me?" Because a lot of people will get on their phones and just double check to see if that was right, you know. And he goes, "No." He goes, "Serious." He goes, "I recognize you." And we talked and had a couple of beers before I had to get on my flight. And tell you, he is in the cleaning business. He owns his own company, does very well. And he wants to do a charity for kids in Florida. And it's kind of with the contact just in an airport. And he's like, "Would you be willing to help with this?" And I said, "You know what?" I said, "I'll hear you out, you know." And so he wants to do something with kids, you know, in Florida. And I'm like, I'm a sucker for kids. So, you know, it's just kind of weird how some things come about and how, you know, you think that you're fading, and, you know, just the little stuff makes you very humble. And so, great experience. And I think that if I was not recognizable, I think I wouldn't do a talk show. I think that it's a waste of time. But I've heard my fans, they want me to do things, and raising kids by myself, I can't. It, the best way is to create your own hours and be the producer and do it all. And, you know, I will film 2 weeks off, perfect schedule, and eventually we'll shoot 20 episodes a month, and it'll be all streaming on my website, cowboyellis.com. I'm really excited, and I will let y'all know when we actually go live, because it will be live shows at the casino. People can come all over, and if we can sign a contract. So that's in the middle, and so when that actually gets signed, I will let everyone know.
Well, good luck, Cowboy.
Thank you, Louie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my brother.
Things about your show on Blog Talk. Everyone praises you. You're amazing, and keep up the hard work. David, Mary, don't be a stranger. Keith.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got my number. Holler anytime,
absolutely,
buddy.
Okay.
Cowboy, all prayers to you. Have a good night and have a great tomorrow. You'll be in our prayers, babe.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
What a great guy
he is. I know. He's just amazing. And I tell you,
yep.
Him with his kids and his mom, sadly, he lost his father not long ago, but he's just one incredible, sweet, sweet guy. And I just wish him all the luck and the best in the world. And he's one guy that truly, truly deserves it. And, you know, I think if he can get his foot in the door, he'll take it and run with it and do a great job. He'll put his whole heart and soul into it, and he'll do a wonderful job with it. And I hope they just give him the opportunity that he deserves and let him have his chance at it.
Yeah. Well,
so
God willing, he will.
I agree. And we need you to get into that acting thing up there in New Hampshire, and so you can spread your wings and be out there in Hollywood making movies too, Louie.
Well, that's right, Louie.
I could see me and Keith in a movie together.
Hell yeah.
That'd be good. You know,
hell yeah.
I'm going to call the show in a couple of weeks after I go to Temecula, and then I go and do all my auditions and things, and I'll have some news to share with everybody. So
there you go.
If you guys want to have me back, that'll be cool. So I'll, you know,
fine,
Louie, I'll get a hold of you and let you know what's what, and then you can get it, we can get it all set up, and I'll come talking about Temecula and my experience in L.A. for that week when I'm there.
Brother,
you're always
you.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
Love
thank
you, man. Really
love
good.
You too,
I miss
bro.
You.
Yep, definitely same here, man. We got to get together, have some fun, have some laughs, and, you know, Louie kept me in line when I was in Vegas. He's like, dude, you got to calm down. I was like a dog in heat, man. I was on everything, you know, every piece of action. I tried to get it.
Hey, Keith, you're trying way too hard.
I know. Oh, gosh.
Anyways, well, we need to put out a spoiler alert because we're going to talk about tonight's episode.
We're going to talk at The Amazing Race. So anybody that doesn't want to hear spoilers, close your ears. Look away from the chat room. We're going to talk tonight's Amazing Race. So spoiler alert. Okay.
All right, boom. I will. You might have to send out the squad of girls to kidnap me because I'm, you know, very shy. she's talking about the New Hampshire Toys for Tots, and I am going to be there this year, so I can't wait for that. I hear it's a good time and a lot of fun.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's just one of the best events in the world to go to.
All right, so let's start. Tonight, Amazing Race, Season 20, Episode 6. Art and JJ started out at 8:48 a.m., and the last team to leave was Neri and Jamie, the a.k.a. teachers, a.k.a. federal agents, at 11. So you got that whole spread, you know, what was that, 9, 10, you know, almost 3 hours that between them. But
that
like always,
matter.
Like,
it never
like,
matters.
Oh, like, They had to fly from Munich, the Munich airport. They had to fly 2,000 miles to Baku, Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Ah, great. I'm glad.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Mary.
It's on the coast of the Caspian Sea, and it's north of Iraq. This area is called the Land of Fire because of all the oil fields. And when they they had to find the temple.
To interrupt at this point before you go too much further. I've got an insider question for you guys. So they got $167 for this. The only team that I saw that went to a travel agency to look for a flight was Brendan and Rachel. When you guys choose to do that instead of going to the airport, stopping at a travel agency, do you have to pay them extra money?
No, we didn't.
No.
No.
So all you do is paying the taxi.
The cameraman or your sound man will give the credit card.
Or the taxi ride might be a little farther.
Yeah, the taxi.
That would be the only thing you'd have to pay is the taxi.
Okay. All right, thanks. I'm sorry, Louie. Go ahead.
All right, no problem. Anytime. All right, so from there, they had to find the temple of Ashtagah, and when they got there, they opened up the first clue, and there was a fast forward in it. And the fast forward was a roadside hay market, and they had to unload 150 bales and make a thing of 10 by 3 by 5 of these bales. And the first one to stack it will get win that leg and go on to the pit stop. So Rachel and Dave did it, and Joey and Danny did it, and it was a battle back and forth. I really thought Joey and Danny.
I'm
going to really knock this one off because, I mean,
too.
They're both in unbelievable shape.
I was so mad that Dave was up there knocking down the bales of hay
Rachel
and making her stack them.
I was so mad.
I was like, why isn't he down there stacking them and her up there just kicking them down?
Yeah, that's what I said. She could have easily just kicked
them. I tried to explain to her they're probably 70, 75 pounds. You pick them up and you throw them down, as long as you throw them kind of in a stack. The other team was throwing them where he had to walk, 7-8 feet, and then bring it over. So that was all.
It didn't matter, David. She's a little woman.
She's having to pick him up
that.
Off the ground and pick him up and put him up on the stack, though. And
yeah, you got
to
pick him up.
It seems to me like he had the easier of the two jobs.
Yes, he did.
The ladies are getting fired up here, Louie.
I don't think so.
Anyway, reminds me a lot of April from Big Brother.
She does. She really does.
She really does.
Rachel,
I think there could be some kinship there.
Or Jen. Or Jen DiTerno a little bit.
Maybe.
No, not Jen.
Yeah.
Jen almost came on tonight. And that's Keith's girl. In Rachel's defense, I thought she did a fabulous job.
She did.
She did. She kicked major butt.
It's her partner who made her do that job.
That's where I think they got an advantage.
What did he say when it was over? Dave says, "You're a perfect workhorse." He called her a workhorse. I'm not sure that was
kind of
compliment.
It was like a hand.
Politically correct.
Hand.
I looked at my husband. I was like, "Was that supposed to be a compliment?"
Yeah, it was. So, all right, so Rachel and Dave won the fast forward, and this put Joey and Danny way behind. But all the other teams raced off. Occupational Training International place where they had to look for the next clue.
Those taxi drivers were insane.
Oh, my God, they were insane. They were flying. Well, you saw Mark throw it up in the bag. But I know a lot of people who are backseat drivers, they have a problem with it. I guess your equilibrium is thrown off if you're not.
Yeah, I don't do well in the backseat.
They were like NASCAR taxi drivers.
Yeah. When they opened up the next clue, it was a roadblock. And it said, what goes up must go down. And they had to escape a helicopter simulator that landed in the water. And they had to come out of it. They so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a tough one. They get inside and
it looks
now the
scary.
Water's coming up, and then they had to just bust through the window, swim out, and swim to the raft to get their next clue. You know, almost all the teams did pretty well at it. I think it was I'm trying to remember. I think it was Vanessa who
yes.
was having a little bit of problems, but
right.
Ended up coming
I'm
up.
I'm sorry, but that just that watching it, I was scared for him. That was really a scary.
No, the thought of drowning doesn't do anything for me.
okay.
It really doesn't. but, it, you know, it's scary. You get claustrophobic. There's no question about it. You know, you could be the best swimmer in the world. If you're stuck, you're stuck, you know. So.
Well, it did work out for Brendan because he's a swim coach. So, I mean, he's used to that type of thing, but. Yeah.
And he loved it. He came out, he goes, that was awesome, you know, so. All right, so when he grabbed the next clue, it was a route info.
Cody's
fine.
Cody,
all right, I'm going to chop this one up. I'm the Tagro Zabrika Carpet Shop. I know I chopped that word up, so I'm sorry.
That works for me. You're better at it than I am. I don't know.
I like the way you say carpet. Instead of carpet.
Oh, whatever.
So cute.
Don't be a hater of mine.
No, it's like that commercial where they keep saying, hoppa, hoppa, hoppa. I love y'all's accents. It's pretty cute.
Thank you, honey. Thank
okay,
you.
Go ahead. The carpet shop.
Hey, the carpet shop.
Yes.
Shop. All right. So they get there, and their next clue was a detour. It was apples or oil. The apples were they had to go for 1 ton of apples and look for the marked race colored apple, or they had to do or the oil where they had there was a person soaking in oil for healing treatments, and when he got up out of the oil, they had to scrape him off with a metal shoehorn. And then Sponda had to clean them off.
Yeah,
so here's where you guys got to help
me
out.
Get it.
Because I got the race. I got the how they went from, you know, second to the end. But my DVR didn't DVR because of the DM basketball tonight. So so what happened, like, during the apples and oils, what happened? Anybody?
During the, let's see, I know Mark and Bopper got the oil thing. Dave, who got the oil?
JJ and
they did it.
Art both took the oil thing.
And Brendan
Mark
and Rachel.
Mark and Bopper took the oil. And Brendan and Rachel took the oil.
And then I know Neri and Jamie did the car, the apples.
Neri and Jamie took the apples, and
Vanessa
so did Joey Fitness and
Joey Fitness,
Danny.
Yeah.
And Vanessa and Ralph took the apples.
Apples, yeah.
And the oil thing, oh, my goodness.
It was nasty.
They sat in a tub, and literally this black oil, like we see that, like, comes out of our car when we change our oil, is that black, comes out of the spigot. And Art and JJ were just freaking out. They were like, oh, my God, is this for real? What is going on here? You know, is this really supposed to be happening here, you know? And they said that country is so rich in oil that they, you know, literally, like, bathe in it for its healing properties. And so, you know, they go through it. The guy stands up, and they start scraping the oil off of him, and they're laughing, and the guy, you know, is ticklish in some places, and he starts laughing, and it was a little bit amusing. They show Rachel and Brendan doing the same thing, and you know, all three of the teams that are, you know, kind of basically doing the same thing. Once they got so much of the oil scraped off of them, then they had to use a sponge and get the rest off and take them into the shower and get the, you know.
Another hilarious moment when Bopper actually tickles his subject.
Yeah. They're just having fun with it.
What about the ton of apples?
The apples, they have a sedan, like an older, small sedan, sort of like an old, what would be similar to an old Mercedes in our cars, filled to the brim with apples in the back seat and in the trunk.
Thousands of them.
They have to. It's 1 ton of apples. And they have to go through all these apples and find one that has a little bitty red and yellow ribbon sticking out the end of it.
Yeah, it was like trying to find the needle in the haystack deal.
Right.
Yeah.
And Mary and Jamie are taking these apples out two by two and filling boxes up. And they completely take out every apple out of the trunk, and so they know it's not in the trunk. By then,
Terry,
Vanessa and Ralph show up. And so they're
Terry.
Starting on their car.
Hello.
And they get their trunk
Terry.
Emptied. Yes.
I got a little girl wants to say hi.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi,
hi Savannah.
Say hi, Louie.
Hi, Louie.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good.
Good. That's
the kids watered down. They got to go to bed. They got school tomorrow.
Aww.
Oh, thanks.
It's so good to hear her voice, Mary.
She is. She's doing great. Go ahead with the show.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. It's so good to hear her.
Watch her.
Go ahead.
You'll still have Mary.
Then they.
Thanks, Dave.
Louis said thanks.
Vanessa and Ralph showed up. They got their trunk emptied of all apples, and so they were digging in inside their car. And Joey and Fitness, who had lost the fast-forward, arrived, and they really sort of did a editing trick on us at the end of the show.
They sure did.
Yeah, they do that.
And
they do that stuff. But
they made it look like Joey Fitness and Danny found their apple before Vanessa and Ralph left, because Vanessa and Ralph's
taxi
driver had gone to
way.
Look for someone to tell him where the pit stop was. And so they made it look, in editing, like Joey Fitness and Danny found their apple while their cab driver or taxi driver was gone looking for directions. So it made it look like Joey Fitness and Danny got in their taxi and left before Vanessa and Ralph, and that Joey Fitness and Danny were going to make it to the pit stop before Vanessa and Ralph.
Yeah, I don't
left.
Buy into that anymore. They do that way too much.
And it was really all editing.
Yeah.
So then they get to the pit stop
with
Phil, and you're waiting to see who gets to the mat. And so now the camera is standing there with Phil at the mat, and you see who's running up, and it's Vanessa and Ralph.
Right.
And so it was all editing back there with the apples in the car and the taxi driver. They just wanted you to think that
it's close, right?
All right.
Right.
Think that if Danny and Joey Fitness hadn't have went for the fast forward to compete with the other team, that they they wouldn't be in last place.
Right.
Mary, that was one mistake, but I think their second mistake, other than doing the fast forward, which I still can't believe they did kick butt, but they had a choice between the apples and the oil. I wonder if they'd done the oil, if they would have been able to get there quicker.
I don't think so. I think they would have had a lot worse time doing the oil. I wouldn't have appreciated having to clean oil off a man's body like that. Make him feel nasty for the rest of the day, you know? So I'd much rather checked out apples.
Oh.
And Louie, did you see the chat question? I don't want that to go by. You're in the chat there.
About to say it, Lola who drives Jeep. the question is, when you get your clue and go read it, is the camera following you, or do you have to stop and read it for them? We have to read. We can run off into a corner, but we have to read it out loud
for the camera. Yeah, you have to. Every team has to do it, so it doesn't take time away from you, because everybody has to do it.
So I hope that answers Lola's question.
All right, so
let's recap there. So Rachel and Dave, after the fast forward, came in first, and they each won an awesome prize. They each won
a brand new car.
2013 Ford Taurus SHR The each one won. That was an unbelievable.
I just
checked
the chat room, Louie. I just researched it, and there's the range of the manufacturer's suggested wheels.
That car ranges from 26.6 to 39.2. I mean, you're probably getting the stripped version, like, but whatever. It's still a
those
free car.
Those SHOs are supposed to be incredible.
Yeah. Now that new car is unbelievable.
That was amazing.
Yeah. So I and JJ, consistent, came in second, and I agree, they are cocky at times. But what they did,
they are, but they're good people too. Because you remember, 2 or 3 weeks ago, they gave their their $5,000 each to Bopper and Mark. You know,
yeah,
they're good
love
people.
Mark,
I don't care what people say about them. I know people's talking about them, but people talk a lot about other people they don't even know.
Exactly.
I think they're good people.
Exactly.
I really didn't care much for them until that episode, and when they did that for Mark and Bopper, I literally flipped my feelings for them and said, you know, you have to like them at that point.
Because before then I did. I was like, they're alpha males. They're cocky. Of course they're going to beat everybody else. You know, feral agents.
Yeah.
And, you know, they showed that part of anybody that would do that deserves the world to be behind them.
Yeah. That really touched my heart when they did that.
It don't matter how they talk, and it don't matter. I mean, gosh, they are kind of the bomb. They got every right to think they can win it.
Yeah, they really touched my heart, too, when they did that. And
yeah.
They didn't even know at that point that Mark and Bopper were still in the show.
Right.
And, you know, they were just very giving and caring and were willing to do that for him. And I was just really touched, too. So cheers to those two.
Art and JJ's boys, Mark and Bopper, came in third. And let me just interrupt for a second. Boom, boom, what the hell are you talking about, the curse? number four, Brendan and Rachel, they came in fourth. Jamie and Neri came in fifth. Vanessa and Ralph came in sixth. And Joey and Danny came in seventh, and they were eliminated. I'm sad to see them go.
Me too.
They were good play. They played a hell of a game. I think they did really well, you know. And you know what? They weren't cocky. They played the game. They weren't, you know. I thought they were going to, being young kids from Jersey, you know, I thought they were going to be a little more cocky and stuff, but they weren't. They were decent players.
They were.
I mean,
maybe we can get them on the show soon.
I'm going to work on that. I am definitely working on that. Joey has contacted me on Twitter, and so, you know, we have a little relationship going on as far as the internet and stuff like that goes, so hopefully we can get him on. All right. So Boom Boom, I guess, asked, does TAR have a car curse the way that Survivor was certified and proven to have? So I'm not really sure what she's talking about, but she goes, of course.
Because on Survivor, the person who wins the car never wins Survivor. That's the curse on Survivor, because they get
away
the final four, and the person who always to have won the car has never won the show.
Oh yeah, the only other show that we know of that they've given cars away was to the Hippie Brothers last season, and.
On
and
Ray and Dina season 7, Ray and Dina got a car.
They did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We've seen it. It's really nice. But
oh, all right.
Ray and Dina got a car, but they didn't win.
No, neither did the brothers last year. So, I mean.
But the Amazing Race doesn't give away a car every season. Like, for our season 10, they didn't give away a car at all. And then we were on All-Stars right after that. They didn't give away a car. So they don't give away cars every season, in which Survivor does. So it is a Survivor curse.
Okay, the other good question that Reindeer just asked, while you guys are in the race, do you get to people share, like Art and JJ? Do they say, we came in first and we got 5,000, we got this trip? Are they allowed to tell the other racers what they won?
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to talk to the other racers, period. Until, like, when a leg of a race is over, you're not supposed to, in quotes, talk to the other teams until the next leg of the race starts. then you could tell them
really?
What you want and stuff like that if you get into that situation where you're stuck in an airport or whatever, you know?
What season was you on?
What season was I on? I was on season 16.
They changed the rules then because we were never told we couldn't tell.
Oh, my God. No, not that we couldn't tell, but what I'm saying is at the end of a leg of a race, when you went to the hotel or you went somewhere, you ended up in an area and they had, you know, the people standing over you, making sure you're not talking to other
people. Are you serious?
Yeah. They never did that to us.
Like the Great Wall of China. We climb the Great Wall of China, the leg's over, we all go into this big banquet hall and eat and talk.
Oh, no, we weren't allowed to talk to each other until the
They have rules now. They're not allowed to talk to each other at the pit stop.
Nope.
That is crazy. That is crazy. We never had to do that.
Mary, I think the reason they did that, me and Mike were getting spanked left and right because they actually moved us one time in a dining hall into another area because, like little kids, we were laughing about it. But they did it. They say they did it because
probably no reason why they cut out the 30 seats.
They're losing good footage for the cameras because cameras aren't on you when you're not racing. No.
Because that's the only time that we were never allowed to talk to another team was in California, you know?
Yep.
Like when they have you in the double tree and they take you all down as teams to go eat, but there's somebody, a handler, standing right there over you, make sure you don't talk to another team.
Yeah.
That is the only time. And then they had you sequestered in your room with a handler outside, so our handler become our best friend because you can't talk to nobody. But once the race started, we were allowed to talk all we wanted.
Yeah. No, we weren't.
Wow, they've changed the rules. Wonder when.
Anyways, hey, I unfortunately got to sign off at 1 minute here because I got to get up and get to work in the morning. But
okay.
Dave and Mary, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Lily, it is no problem. Thank you all very much. We got to go too because I got a 2-year-old who's decided not to take a nap all day long. Believe it or not.
Well, I just wanted to say before all of you left that this is our 101st show that we're doing since Ron passed.
Wow.
And I'm so glad that all of you are with us, and we all miss Ron so much. But Paul brought it to my attention just a little while ago. We didn't mention it Thursday. We wanted to bring it up tonight that 101 shows, and I'm so glad that we're all still together and doing this, and I can't say thank you enough to all of you for being here tonight with us.
Thank you all very much. Terry, thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you, girl,
and
for being here with us.
And we'll keep calling back, guys, because we got a lot to say on these shows.
You know, you're always welcome,
and they
Mary
said,
and Dave,
don't
always.
Don't you ever worry about calling our house and thinking it's a bother.
Oh, well, I was sort of afraid to do that, but I...
You know, it's okay, but I'm saying, you know, we got something to say about every show you're talking about, so.
Well, we'd love to have you. You're always welcome to call in any show, babe.
Okay,
we'd love
y'all.
To hear your voice.
Bye,
love
guys.
Louis, thank
Louis,
you
good luck
so much.
On your movie.
Thanks, Louis. Thanks, Dave, Mary.
Bye-bye, guys.
Hey,
bye, honey.
You know,
take care.
Take care. I want to thank Keith Henderson and Cowboy for coming on. Big Brother alumni there. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your input, if you're still listening. As always, Cherry and Paul, you guys are the backbone of this show, and I love you guys, and thank you so much.
Back at you, Louis.
You guys are deeply appreciated, trust me. And, this was the amazing race on the Rad Reality Show, and I love you guys, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. So talk to you guys later.
Thank you,
right.
Louis, so much.
Peace.
Love you, babe. Take care.
Love you.
Wow. What
that
a
was,
show. What a show.
That was fun. And holy cow. Before we run out of time, if you haven't had a chance to watch it, it just premiered back-to-back half-hour episodes, Duck Dynasty, and I know you watched it, Jerry. I know you watched it. What did you think?
I think it's hysterical. It's
this is another.
How do these people become millionaires? Are there truly that many duck hunters in the world?
I don't know, please. Let me tell you, I looked on the map, and it's right on the interstate, east of Shreveport, on the other side of Louisiana, West Monroe. I mean, they're finding reality gold.
If you want to make it rich, just move to, like, the Shreveport, Louisiana area. Reality TV is, like, booming out there. They'll just put you on a reality show, and you'll make millions. I'm telling you. Everybody out there in that area is on a reality show right now.
Jody brought up a question that you and I haven't even talked about. I didn't know there wasn't going to be an amazing race until the end of the episode tonight, so we haven't even talked about Sunday, but I'm guessing that we might, I don't know, might we still do one and talk about other shows? I don't know what your thoughts are at this point, Sherry. Maybe we need to discuss it off the air and come up
right.
with it.
To be announced, I would think.
The other thing is, for those that watch My Big Redneck Vacation and saw the last episode ending with who the show was dedicated to, I don't know if everybody's watched the most recent episode or are watching it, but at the end, they said it was dedicated. You know how they end some of these shows and show a name and a birth year and death year. And I wasn't sure until I researched it, and it's on Redneck Vacation Facebook site, that it was Michelle's daddy who has recently passed away, and it was dedicated to him. Michelle and Jared are the ones that got married on the last episode. And her dad was prominent on that episode, and it was sad to hear that news. So,
yeah, that's really sad. You know, she's going through one of the happiest times of her life, and then, you know, for to lose her father, just so, so very sad. I just can't imagine.
And Ben just brought up something. House Rodent does a lot of work to put out the Amazing Race episodes, and really people support and go view, so he gets more view counts because they are an artistic and fun thing to see.
Yes, the House Rodent is amazing, and he does them for Big Brother, but he is also doing them for the Amazing Race now that Brendan and Rachel are on the Amazing Race, and this guy is just so talented. Funny, funny, funny stuff, and he's done many clips for us as well, and just go and check the stuff out that he does on YouTube. He's incredible, so take a look at those, and I think he's done something for each and every episode so far on the Amazing Race. And get caught up and check each one of them out. Thanks for bringing that up, Ben and Paul.
The other thing I want to mention for those that can hear me, I don't know what is the cause of these audio issues. I don't know if it has anything to do with the browser you're using or updating a Flash player or whatever, but I do know that one thing that works is if you scroll up the page from where you see the chat window is what I call the little video window, which has a player bar underneath it where you can click play and all that. Underneath that player bar are two options. So you can open it in a default player, or you can just click on the one on the right that says play in a new player. I remember way back when that I was able to click on those and hear the sound. And once I clicked on them and the sound, I was hearing it, I then closed it, refreshed the page, and it worked. But I know Cherry has been in contact a little bit with Blog Talk to try to figure out why this is happening. And I don't know what more to say about that at this point.
Well, I did talk, excuse me, with someone the other day, and apparently on Monday, they had a media card that went out, and that was the problem with Monday's show. And on Thursday, at the beginning of the show, we had a problem again with our audio. And apparently that was a server problem. The server's name is Limelight, and he said that this Limelight server was getting calls from lots of people in their area that they had a very, you know, quick outage, but it came right back up. And he said this has happened once in a very, very blue moon, that it hardly has, you know, has ever happened, and it was completely out of their control. So,
well, all I can hope is they're aware of it, that it has been happening, and hopefully that means their technicians are working on it, and bear with us.
The
I'm
one
sorry,
thing that
Thomas.
He did say is that for anyone who is in our chat room who is having problems logging in or having audio problems, on the main page, excuse me, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you'll see, like most pages, main pages, there's an area down there where you'll find Contact Us. Click on Contact Us, and that will open up a trouble ticket. Fill out that trouble ticket, and their techs will actually work with you directly. And they need to do this with you directly because they need to find out what type of computer you're using, what software, you know, what browser you're using, those types of questions that is difficult for us to answer for you. So it's best if you fill out the trouble ticket, let them know that you're having trouble getting into our chat room or logging in, or having audio problems on our site, and they will work directly with you to get you up and running and logging into our site, logging into our chat room, and having audio again. They will work with you directly, and they will get it fixed, and that's what I've been told. So go down to Contact Us and fill out that trouble ticket, and let them know what problem you're having, and let their techs work with you directly and get any issues worked out, because we want you here, and we want you here in our chat room able to chat with us and have fun and be here as part of the family like you should be. And so if there's any issues, then let them handle it. And
exactly. Well said, and the times that Cherry and or I, mostly Cherry, has been dealing with them, they're not the type of people where you wait around. They really do get back with you, correct?
Right, they do, and they do care. They do want, you know, they want the service to work, and they will work with you and find the problem and get it resolved. So don't be shy about filling out the trouble ticket. Don't be shy about talking to a tech. You know, they're friendly, they're personable, and they'll get this worked out with you. They're very nice people. So, you know, don't be shy about it. Just let them know that you're having a few issues, and they'll get it worked out. So I'm going to pick up somebody who's holding on our switchboard right now and see what's up with him. Hi there, Chi-Town Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cherry. Hi, Paul. How you doing
tonight?
Hi,
Joe.
We were talking all about the Amazing Race tonight. This afternoon, The Ride played again on Showtime.
Ugh, people.
I have good news. If you have Showtime, it will play again on Showtime 2. That's in high def on the 31st at 1:30 p.m. And you might want to write that down. And then it's on again on Showtime Extreme tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Now, the times I'm giving to you are Central Time. And on the 30th at 2 p.m., that's Central Time.
Now, on the 30th, what Showtime is that?
The 30th would be Extreme, Show X.
Show X, so it's tomorrow?
Yeah, but it's at 4 and o'clock. That's right. It's a long movie, so you wouldn't be able to make it on the air.
Tomorrow at 4?
Yeah, but you got a problem. You got Michelle.
I know. I'm just going to put it in chat room. Tomorrow
okay.
at 4 p.m. and the 30th.
That's at Central Time. Okay.
And the 30th at what time?
2 p.m. That's on Show X.
Right.
Okay, but on Show S, which is Showtime 2, it's on at, on...
Saturday.
Yes, Saturday.
Show S
third,
is in
yes,
Sam?
Yeah, it says, no, 2,
no,
Show
X
2.
Is an X-ray, S-H-O-X.
I have that one. Show, what was
show
the
two.
The other one is Showtime 2, where we watch
okay.
Big Brother After Dark.
Show 2?
Yeah, where Big Brother After Dark's on.
Right.
And that's on the 31st, and that's at 1:30 p.m. Central
right.
Time.
And oh, I'm sorry, I was trying to talk quickly, and I noticed that you extended, so I won't interrupt.
Okay, I have show two. You said the 28th.
No, I didn't say the 28th. Did
okay,
that's. I'm looking at hieroglyphics in the back medium. Let's see here. The 20 on Showtime.
The 30th is Friday. The 31st is Saturday. Those are the
yeah,
last
the
30, two.
The 30th. The 31st is at 1:30 p.m. and that's Showtime 2. And then the
yeah,
next
Jerry one, already put in the chat room the other two airings.
Yeah, Show X is the 26th tomorrow at 4.
I'm
going
to stop putting them in here because you're going backwards on me, and I can't type backwards, so.
Okay, and the 30th is at 2. That's all Central Time Zones.
I can't type backwards.
Uh-huh. I know,
the
and 30, then you didn't put
Jerry,
the Showtime 2 up here.
Jerry, Showtime 2, the 31st.
At 1:30 p.m.
It is really.
I think the movie's over 2.5 hours long, if I'm not wrong.
And it's, but it, I remember watching it, and I thought maybe I'd watch and split it up because of the length of it. I couldn't stop watching it. Was that
right.
kind of so? The other thing I said it was Wednesday when I talked to you on the phone, Cherry, but premiering Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, is a premiere episode of Best Inc. on the Oxygen Network,
mm-hmm.
and it's the one that Lydia will be appearing on as one of the subjects for the tattoo artist, and she tweeted me last night, she's not sure, but she believes hers is like the fourth episode, but she'll know for sure after Tuesday night, but...
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
And I had a great show. Everybody could tune in yesterday. I plugged this show. I plugged Louie's fight. I plugged Monday and Thursday for you guys. We had a good. As a matter of fact, Phil won. He was there the whole time. And Face was in. And we had a good time yesterday.
I'll have to get there one of these days.
Yeah, Phil asked me to keep on turning up the volume.
That's great.
Yeah, that made me feel good. So he won a prize. We haven't figured out what the prize is yet, though.
That's
yeah, but
great.
I wanted that because when I saw that, I thought of you again. Because you said you didn't get to see the beginning of that, Cherry, and I thought, oh boy, I better look in the back of the, you know, the book. I get a Comcast book; it's like 300 pages, and see whenever this race movie was on again, and maybe tell the viewers or listeners. So you know,
Right. Well, it's been an amazing show here tonight. I tell you what, I am always amazed at the guests that Louis gets on here, and tonight was no exception, having Cowboy and Keith on, and then adding Mary and David really touched my heart.
Yes, so
I was
happy.
Just so pleased, and we even got to actually hear little Savannah. Just made my day. You know, hearing how just absolutely, you know, concerned and worried they were when she was in the hospital, and, you know, just not knowing where things stood with her at times, and being so worried, and now hearing them, you know, at home and laughing, and hearing baby Savannah in the background laughing, and, you know, it just seems like everything is back the way it should be, and
yep.
Prayers are answered. And
I also want to say, just, I don't care, but congratulations to Paige and Jeremiah.
Oh, yes. I think we're the only two of our group that watched that show, but Paul and I have absolutely had a blast watching Sweet Home Alabama, and we couldn't wait to get on the phone and talk with each other after an episode. And we just had a blast watching the show. And
good for her choosing a Minnesota boy.
She picked the right guy. She picked the guy that her heart told her to pick. And some people are bashing her because they thought she should pick the other guy, but she picked the guy that her heart told her she should pick. And yeah, Bubba. What do you want to bet, Paul? What do you want to bet that Bubba will be on the next Sweet Home Alabama as the guy?
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, he'll be.
And there is also a new show. If you watch Mob Wives, it's been advertising, and I'm thinking it might be pretty good, called Couples Therapy. It's done by the producers of Celebrity Rehab, and one of the couples is Casey and Vienna, who were on seasons of Bachelor and Bachelorette. One of the couples is Hulk Hogan's ex-wife. One is somebody that was on Jersey Shore, which I don't watch.
Angelina.
Angelina. Anyway, it's.
She's no longer on the show, but she used to be.
Right. So that's another new show that just popped into my head. But Duck Dynasty, I can't wait for the next episode.
Duck Dynasty is going to be a funny one. I think I may like it better than Redneck Vacation.
Well, that
really
just went
started.
Off the other day.
Saturday. They have one more episode that's labeled, and mine was actually mislabeled on my cable as being they're going home to Shreveport, but the most recent episode was the marriage of Jared and Michelle, and next week should be the finale. And I went to their Facebook. There is going to be a season two of My Big Redneck Vacation, the same family, but I'm not sure if they're going to where they're going to end up. But there is another season.
Wow, how interesting!
They could put them out in California somewhere, like in
Beverly
Hills.
Could go to L.A. or something.
Yeah, that would be funny. Put them on Melrose Avenue.
Right. That could be great.
Yeah, I could see him fishing in the ocean.
Now, Joe, you talked about the Mob Wives for Chicago. Do we know when that will premiere, or is that just kind of
June?
Okay.
That's for sure June. And I'm sure you both have noticed a lot. I guess the Big Brother page kind of officially opened this past week, and with Julie Chen and the pictures, so you can download the pictures of for cover photos now for timeline, you know, and season 14, you know, and all that's coming down. So it'll be interesting. And they already put up dates where they're going to go to for auditions. Yeah. So if anybody is near these cities, and you might, you know, because they always have one or two of past people up there, you know, you might want to go and meet them.
Yep.
You know, and we all know that Brittany got married, and she looked very pretty in that dress, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so.
There's been a lot of news in the reality world lately.
Sure has been. But yeah,
June. A lot of news.
June, so we figure, you got to figure what, because I know May 6th is the last show. It's a 2-hour finale for Amazing Race.
And then it won't be long before July 5th will be rolling around and we'll have our big brother back on.
Sure. Earth Chops already put up the his first work.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for it. So
yeah,
I saw Earth Chops already had some video up. So
yeah, it's going to be funny stuff. So
yeah,
I just hope it's all new. You know,
I do too. I
sure.
Really don't like the recycled house guests thing.
No.
You know, I'm all for recycling, but not house guests.
Yeah, it's kind of quiet with some of the old house guests, but. Some are getting more closer. From last year, they're posting more as we get closer to the thing, so the date. So maybe they don't want to be forgotten or anything like that. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But
and my husband just came in and told me that our St. Louis Blues won 4-0.
Oh,
so.
Shut up.
We are.
That's good for you.
We are absolutely in the playoffs. We're so thrilled here in St. Louis. I don't want to jinx anything,
what?
But
and the Bulls just did that today too. They're absolutely
just,
in the playoffs.
Jerry, I just might, if I drive through St. Louis at any time, might have to have a baseball bat and drive by and knock that St. Louis Blues mailbox over.
You're gonna Paul's threatening. I'm saying this on air to my husband. Paul's threatening to give us a mailbox job if he drives through St. Louis because I told him we have a St. Louis Blues mailbox. So.
Yeah,
he happened to mention that Minnesota lost. What was it, 3-0? 3-0, so.
Well, let's hope and root this year. We should all join together as a family and root for whatever team, one team he picks.
For the St. Louis Blues.
Well, your team's going to win this year in hockey. I know that for a fact. But the Bulls are in the playoffs, and we're only, this is very important, ladies and gentlemen, we're only 10 days away from opening day in baseball.
Whoa.
Wow.
So think about that. We got
right.
Well, I sent you all those songs, those Chicago Cubs songs.
Yes,
for Ron.
You did.
So, you know, when April 1st rolls around, that's a Sunday night, you got to open up with the baseball song.
All right. Good.
All right.
Good. I'm going to let you go. Go Cubs is right, Jody. And thanks so much for letting me tell you about that. I really
well, thanks for calling in, Joe.
No problem.
You have a great night. Take care. Take care. Say hi to your mom for us, okay?
Yeah, she's still in the hospital, but she's coming home soon. So we hope she'll be okay. So thank you.
All right. Take care, Joe.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, as fun as this show has been tonight, I guess it's time for us to wrap this one up. Do you have anything left, Paul?
Now it's time to say goodnight.
Okay.
Night, sleep tight. Just a reminder of tomorrow night.
Yes. Tomorrow night will be a special Manic Monday show. And I do hope that you all will be here to support Michelle. We're going to have a very special Manic Monday show in support of Michelle's grandma. Her grandma passed 1 year ago, and so we are dedicating tomorrow's show to Michelle's grandmother. So I hope you will join us for that very special Manic Monday tomorrow and be here to help support Michelle. And that show starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Hope to see you there. And as always, Thursdays, we have Dragon Slayer Radio with Coach Wade hosting the show to recap Survivor. That show begins at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So we're going to wrap this one up with Ron, as we always do. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we will see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Glad to see you tonight, and hope to see you tomorrow. And here is Ron with something to close the show. And I'm trying to figure out what I want to close the show with as I'm stalling and trying to look at what I have to close with. Something different. Okay, here we go.
So, thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. But I'll see you tomorrow night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys. And thank you all for coming in. Guys, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Don't miss the show.
Don't miss the show. See you all tomorrow. Take care. God bless.
Good night.